Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of February, recording at 9:24 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights here today. Some good gains in Asia, and these really ranged from, well, Japan was strong, Hong Kong was almost as strong, Australia was very, very strong. The European markets were generally strong, pegged back a little bit by a decline on Wall Street, which picked up and then was pared back rather impressively at the close. The NASDAQ composite actually managed to gain on the day. Both NASDAQ indices did. And the S&P was only down 125. The Dow down 52.39. I think it was down close to 90, 85, 90 at one stage. And there are reasons for that, which I will come back on in a moment. Government bond yields rose, so futures prices weakened, not excessively, but the European ones are leading the way back towards the recent lows. And for the U.S. dollar, now this closed a little bit higher in here, but off the day's highs. And in terms of crude oil, interesting, broke above the $60 level and closed at $60.75 after $61.25. Remember, it had been running into resistance in near 60, psychological level. And precious metals were sort of in and out of the money here today. No big moves, but then closed slightly down on the day. Gold, for instance, as I speak, is down 140 at 677.45. The one that precious metal that did close up happens to be the only one I don't own at the moment, having held on to it for ages, is palladium, which is up 5.5. And the grains and beans firmer in here today, and good action. I think we had a new recovery high on the corn. And wheat, which had been very much the laggard, has just staged a storming recovery in the last few days. Industrial metals more up than down. And a little bit of profit taking in the leaders on the upside, being tin and nickel. But the others are firm, and copper had a very good day in here. The May futures contract, for instance, closing up 10.25 at 276.70, had been a little higher, but that's a very solid solid gain. So, what's going on here? Well, first, stock markets. All the uptrends are intact, and I've been saying that it looked like we were going to see markets running ahead in here and getting overextended, setting us up for a replay of the May-June correction, not in terms of speed. I think that would be quite unlikely because I don't think we'll have the same catalyst, but you never know. Certainly, central banks might become more vocal if these resources prices continue to appreciate, and if I were a betting man, I would bet that more of them will be going up than down over the next few weeks at least. And that, frankly, is what spooked Wall Street, I think. There were some soft profits that had come out, which may well get the headlines, and this is a time when we are seeing, well, we have been seeing profit downgrades for the U.S. market. I don't think that's any great surprise in here. The main thing is that we're not going to get a massive decline in profits overall. which would be very bearish for the market. And I maintain that it's soft landing and that it was going to be a soft landing all along for the US economy. But, you know, oil back above $60 when everybody had been telling us that it was going to 40, not from this service. And metals storming away when a fair number of people had told us that commodities were going to collapse. So, and the food gains recently, and they have received a reasonable amount of publicity, as you would expect, certainly mean that the specter of rising inflation is out there for everyone to see. And it'll be interesting to see what central banks make of it. They may try to say, well, this is just a temporary seasonal factor, but, you know, that would be akin to whistling in the dark. So, one of those storm clouds, which in the form of appreciating asset prices, previously I'd been saying that I didn't think the oil thing would be significant unless we get oil excuse me, up into the mid to upper 60s. But we've had so many things pushing up here recently. Metals, very strong. I just mentioned foods. Now oil breaking above 60. Gasoline actually has been leading the way up among the petroleum contracts. So that's the headwind that has really moved much, much closer. Well, it's actually being felt a bit in here. That's the storm cloud that's moved much, much closer here for global stock markets. Now, I think it's too soon to expect the medium-term correction at this stage, but it's a developing problem. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with government bond yields, and they did rise in here today, but not a whole lot. If that were to change, that would be another storm cloud and a significant one for stock markets. And the other one is the dollar, which is frankly the least important of those storm clouds. But I'd said if the dollar went into something approaching a free fall, then people would become alarmed. It would be seen as a crisis, and that would make people nervous generally. Now, we haven't got any of that. Now, I'm not really inclined to be worrying a lot, as I say, about a correction here in the short term. I think the risk is really probably limited to some more of that ranging activity that I had been talking about, which would be no bad thing, actually, because that would help to correct some of the overextended positions that have developed in markets. Okay, and in terms of favorites here, I think that Japan is the one that's been grabbing some headlines recently. We'd been talking about Japan, Owen and I had been talking about Japan breaking up out of this range and being one of the better overall performers here this year. Now, interestingly, there may be a temporary headwind for India in the performance of Japan, assuming that Japan follows through on the upside. And tomorrow, Friday, will be kind of an interesting test here with Wall Street down a bit. Will Japan pause, or will it just continue to run as we're into breakout territory on the Nikkei and getting very, very close to it on the topics index? But the headwind for India would be that, as I understand it, that some of the biggest investors in India have been Japanese investors. Now, if their own stock market starts to gain momentum, as it will, if not sooner than later, and I think it's likely to be sooner, but if Japan's stock market gains momentum, then it would not be too difficult to imagine that some of that money might be pulled out of India and go back into Japan. Now, I don't think that that would be an enduring headwind. I think this would just be a minor factor holding up India, which would be no bad thing. Let the fundamentals catch up with the stock market performance here overall. I think the really big story, which I suspect will catapult the Japanese market considerably higher over the next couple of years, is going to be Japanese investors cashing in bonds and coming out of deposit accounts and going back into the stock market. That's what lies ahead. Okay, elsewhere. Well, I've already covered government bonds in here. So, this dollar, I don't think this little dollar rally has any legs. I think it's in the category of a not surprising small little firming above that psychological, or near from that psychological 84 level on the dollar index. It's only at 84.33 in here as I speak, and I do think the dollar will go lower. And read that phenomenal gold report that, well, you can't read it yet, but you will shortly, that I will be posting later today. And the best I've seen on the subject. Good presentation sent to me, of course, by one of the subscribers. But read their points on U.S. debt. I know you've heard these stories before, but you need to see the pictures in here. Well, I needed to see the pictures, and they're impressive. So, I maintain that the U.S. does need a softer currency. It needs a softer currency more than most other countries, because it really cannot afford to let the economy slide into recession if it can possibly avoid it. No country wants to slide into recession, but for the U.S., that could really be quite serious. And the case, though, that they make here for that this report makes for gold is really, really quite compelling. And the other big factor that's mentioned at length is the monetary reflation, and that's something that I've been talking about for the last number of years, at least 6 years. And that's a story that's going to run and run and run, I believe. Okay, so I really do like these precious metals. It would be a good thing to see them consolidate a little bit in here now, rather than go sprinting on up higher every day. But suffice it to say that yesterday's action was barnstormingly bullish, because the day before, on Tuesday, we'd had that scare, and we'd had that sort of medium-sized downward dynamic, smallish downward dynamic by gold, and that really, I think, worried a lot of people. It certainly worried me in terms of the short term. I thought, oh dear, we can go down another $10, $20, maybe a bit more. And I think I said in the audio that what it really needed to do was to get a countermanding upward dynamic. In other words, no follow through on the downside, and it didn't. And we got a huge countermanding dynamic here yesterday. Now, that signaled worldwide that there's strong demand for this metal. And the only area where I'm going to disagree with that rather fine gold report that I put up is that that's their target ranges, I think, are conservative. But heck, I'm talking my book. I may be a bit emotional about this, and we'll see. But at any rate, they're bullish, and I remain, the report's very bullish, and I remain extremely bullish as far as these precious metals are concerned. I've added a little bit in here, bought a little bit more gold. I opened up some other positions. I've got a lot of positions. Really, I've got more positions, I think, than I've had in a very, very long time. A cynic would regard that as a contrary indicator. Heck, I might regard that as a contrary indicator. And perhaps it is. I said that, if I didn't say it yesterday, I said it the day before, that we seem spoiled for choice in here right now. There's so many good things going. I bought copper in here today. And I said that when there are so many good things going on, well, it tells us that there's a lot of liquidity sloshing around the system, but it's also unsustainable. So we're not going to have everything rising at the same time for a matter of months. At least I don't think so. It tends to be a shorter term phenomenon, or no more than a few months at a go, and then sets up for a correction. But it is happening right now. And while I have more exposure, I have considerably less at risk today than I did, say, a week ago. That's provided that spread bet firms don't run away with the money. So I think that there's no problem with leverage. I mean, if markets are in form, I want to use the leverage, but I don't increase the leverage until I protected my flank, and that's with stops in the market. And mine are staggered. Some of them are quite close. Some of them are fairly loose. They tend to be loose on earlier positions, which I've held for some time, where I've got quite substantial profits relative to the more recent positions. The only time I'm likely to really jam all the stops up will be if we get acceleration in the positions that I'm holding. And that was exactly the tactic that I used with gold, as you may recall, back in April and May. And as gold started to go parabolic, I jammed the stop right up while still giving a little bit of breathing space. I think I used about $20 trailing stop and could have gone even tighter. Okay, enough on that. Grains and beans, good action. But what I do note, in very, very good action, you have a look at the charts, but what I do notice in here is that these are pretty much moving together. Dollar weakens, they rally. They can also rally as the dollar is firm, but they rally more when the dollar weakens. And equally, they rally when oil rallies, and they come off a little bit when oil weakens. So there's a lot of psychological linkage in here, and that's hardly surprising. The same people playing a number of related gains. And when some of your positions, well, when most of your positions are going well, one is emboldened to be more aggressive, to leverage up, to add more positions. Well, you know all that. So but that's what we're seeing here in the marketplace. And provided we don't get some exogenous event causing stock markets to unravel, or causing people in positions generally to become frightened and seek to raise cash, I think that markets should continue to do quite well in here over the next few weeks ahead. Let's not look any further ahead than that at the moment. And meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. Gold at 60.79 is I complete.